Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And now, to the streets of New York City. Uptown, 66th Street, ABC News Studios. Luke, there, demonstrating for Rosie O'Donnell, who's gone public on 9/11 Truth. Luke, are you there?
I'm right here, brother.
Yeah, Rosie was unable to come out. The police basically ran her off. The Views representatives came out. But you guys are marching out of there now. Can I hear it? 9/11's an inside job.
9/11's an inside job. 9/11's an inside job. 9/11's an inside job. 9/11's an inside job. 9/11's an inside job. 9/11's an inside job. 9/11's an inside job. 9/11
is an inside job. You there? Luke, I am here. Are you guys marching out of there?
We're marching out together with the men are open. 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job. All right, Ramirez, Alex, we're marching out together with the men.
All right, good. What are the police doing?
All right.
Are the police still bothering you?
No, the police were just walking up. I do not see any police officers, but they're always around. New York City is a total police state. There's about 40,000 police officers here in New York City alone. And, you know, there's always somewhere here, but right now I don't see nothing. We're just walking, marching with the banner open, and we're doing everything legally, you know, with the Constitution.
Good, good. I'm going to keep you online until you get away from there. You guys need to stay together until you hit the subways. Have you gotten to the subways yet?
We're walking to the subways right now, and we're all coming together. There's now 10 of us, and you know, we got the banner open, and we're just walking the streets, giving out more Terror Storm DVDs, more martial law DVDs, and giving out flyers. And now that was an inside job.
Good job. How many Terror Storms and Loose Changes and martial law did you give out today?
We made 100 copies of Terror Storm, 100 copies of martial law, and 100 copies of Loose Change.
God, you're good. Well, I just want to commend you. We're going to get Rosie on this show. I'm on the track. I've got her number and other people's numbers. So we're going to work on that intensely. And I just want to commend you. And we'll see what the big statement was she made that the New York Post was there to cover tomorrow. But as you said, we've heard from sources inside The View that they've edited what she said in the past, but they can't edit the statement she made in the last week. We just need to get those reports from PrisonPlanet.com and other places out to everybody. Luke, have you made it to the subway yet?
We're walking to the subways. We're going to be there in a couple minutes. No cops. That's good. And, you know, we still got the banner open, and they have no right to bother us. I think we're safe. We have the Constitution. That's all we need.
Well, and the people back the Constitution up. The Constitution, as you know, points out our God-given organic rights, that no man is a slave, no woman is a slave. We are not the property of a bunch of boobies whose salaries we pay. We're not the property of Lord Rockefeller or Lord Rothschild or all these people with titles of nobility. We are going to defeat the New World Order with God's help. And thanks to you, Luke, and people like you, we're going to win this fight against the New World Order.
Thank you, Alex. Man, you're the one who inspired me. You're the one who made me do what I'm doing right now. And I just really wanted to thank you sincerely, because it wasn't for you. When I got beat up by the cops, I wouldn't have known none of this. And it was really you who really changed my mind and really made me do what I'm doing right now.
God bless you for all the leadership you've shown, Luke. But this is the key here.
We're all leaders.
We're all leaders. They attacked you, and then that woke you up and probably, you know, kept you on the straight and narrow because you told me, you know, you were, you know, a wild child when you were, what, 16 when they beat you up?
I was 17, yeah, man. I was really ignorant, stupid, doing the stupid
but
things.
But see, you ran into the New World Order, and then that put you on the path to find out about the police state, and then you found my material. What did you say you watched, like Police State 2000?
Police State 3, Police State 2000 was the first really documentaries that changed my mind, and they're the first really great documentaries that, you know, made me who I am today.
But see, the evil, the oppression of the New World Order activated you and put you on the path to righteousness, put you on the path to leadership, and put you on the path to glory. Listen, I appreciate you coming on with us, Luke. God bless you. Call in if there's any problems, okay?
God bless you, Alex. Thank you so much for everything.
You bet. Good job. Another leader on the front lines of the war. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Walter, Paula, Steve, Andrew, Tito, I'm going to move your calls quickly. Obviously, George Bush is in deep trouble. The New World Order is piling all the anger of the American people about the economy, the war, everything on George Bush. And I've always warned folks, and in fact, by the last 2-3 years of Bill Clinton's reign of terror, I said, listen, it isn't about Bill Clinton. He's horrible. He's a capo in the New World Order structure. He's bad, but he's a puppet. And people are like, why aren't you bashing Bill Clinton anymore? Well, I mean, we hate his guts. He's a crook. What else is there to know? Let's move on. And with George Bush, I'd like to see him impeached to punish government, to let the system know, to let the bureaucrats and the politicians know they will be punished. But the Democrats are pro-war, pro-world government, pro-police state, anti-gun, pro-amnesty, just the same. We need to punish all of them. There's all this news today out that I'll get to later in the hour about the Democrats being pro-war, and let's expand it. Let's keep it going forever. So until we realize that both parties are owned by the same people and that it's a rigged boxing match, a rigged shooting match, a rigged horse race, you know, horse racing, I've read a lot of stories about it and seen little bits and pieces in the news and talked to folks that are into it, and there have been famous cases where it leaked that the mob owned all the horses. And they would own most of the horses the whole day at these big derbies. And it's the same thing with the boxers. That's what's really hurt professional boxing. because only fighters that are owned by the mob ever get to fight in the big bouts to begin with, and then a lot of them are rigged to control the betting. I mean, who wants to go see that? I'm telling you, folks, it's rigged, it's rigged, it's rigged. And then you get somebody real like Ron Paul, who's very popular with both parties, libertarians, liberals, conservatives, constitutionalists, across the spectrum, anti-war, pro-gun, pro-sovereignty, just anti-Federal Reserve, anti-UN, the best you can get, anti-globalist. And they, you never see him on national TV other than Lou Dobbs. He wins all the big straw polls, and then they remove him from polls saying, well, his people must be cheating. This isn't accurate. I mean, a bunch of polls have said that. I mean, you know, they're disqualifying him because he's winning. It's just like we keep getting into the top 100 of Google Video, which is like being on national TV, because tens of millions a day go watch there, and that's where they do their viewing, is on the Google top 100 predominantly. And they just cheat us and knock our numbers out to take us off there. Dig. Every time we surge to the main page of Dig, they admittedly just erase us, and they've got their internal people that rig it. And it just takes, you know, one dig to every 10 pro digs to remove us, and they do it. And it's all big, big and funny. And again, that's in the top 50 websites. Again, we would that would surge Prison Planet and InfoWars into the top 1,000 instead of the top 5,000 sites. You know, Drudge is 500 and something. We would win this fight if we weren't being cheated. But you know what? It's only buying them time. I want you to go insane. I want you to, I mean, by insane, I mean just aggressively buy a DVD burner, aggressively burn copies of Terror Storms, aggressively get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and burn. We have high-quality downloads. Burn those to disk. I mean, make 10 copies every night. While you're sitting there surfing the web, just be burning copies in the background of Terror Storm. Depending on the computer, what it takes me, 5-10 minutes to burn a DVD of Terror Storm? I mean, this is incredible. It might take you hours to download it. Once you download it, just burn, 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 burn. Just burning them, burning them, burning them, burning them. Knowing you're circumventing them. Knowing there's nothing on earth that can stop us. Knowing that they're desperate right now. Knowing they're clawing at us with everything they've got. They're holding the door. They are literally putting their shoulders up against their castle gates, and we have a giant siege engine just ramming and ramming and ramming, and literally just millions of us pushing our giant battering ram, who has the name Truth on its crown, just smashing and smashing right up against those doors, and it's cracking, and stone is falling, and they got fear in their eyes, and just take the moral authority, energize, and go, ah! 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 And just ram that door down! Ram it down! Ram it down! Ram it down! Ram it down! Ram them! Ram them! Ram them! Ram them! Crush them! Never stop! Ah! 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 We're coming for you! Ah! Ah! Go to a song, man. I'm in war mode. Arrgh! Just go to some music. Play Renegades, Revolution, something. I gotta take a break or I have a heart attack.
There's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Revolution!
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears we have
I know we're going to defeat the New World Order with God's help and God's standard. We are not going to stop. The idea cannot be stopped. The idea is invincible of liberty and freedom. We are going to win the fight against the New World Order. It is the destiny of humanity. New World Order, we're coming for you. And all your criminals, and all your scum, and all your servants are going straight to hell. Ah! Man, I got pumped up earlier. My little biceps are about 2 inches bigger. I literally just got pumped up, went into can of you-know-what mode. I just cannot do that when I get on the air. I just get so mad imaging our enemies, imaging everything they've done, all the things they're involved with, and I just know that we are that much closer to bringing them down and defeating them, and that they are desperately trying to block us in everything they do because they are afraid. They wouldn't be trying to block us. They wouldn't be trying to shut us down. They wouldn't be trying to censor us at every step of the way if they didn't know that we've got our hands around their skinny little throats. We have got our hands around their throats, and we are going to squeeze until their eyes pop out. We are not going to stop. We are committed. Liberty or death. Victory or death. The New World Order has fallen. It has failed. It will fail. It is dead on arrival. This rotten, sickening system that is engaged in so many millions of crimes. Folks, I want you to go to InfoWars.com, and I want you to get America Freedom to Fascism if you haven't gotten it yet. Get the DVD. Burn the copies. Get Terrorstorm. Burn the copies. Put them on Access TV. Do whatever it takes to get it on. Don't screw around. Don't dawdle. Don't wait. Get energized. Get mad. Get fired up. Get angry. Get focused. I'm talking just get in the info war. Just swell up like the Incredible Hulk. Just rip your shirt off. Just go absolutely wild. Run down the street. I mean, we're talking about getting fired up here. You got to do that first. You got to get fired up. You got to get motivated. You got to take action. And we're going to take action, and we're never going to stop, no matter what it takes. We are 110% committed, and if you haven't committed yourself yet, make the commitment. Step into history. Step into the shoes of our forebears. Step into the shoes of George Washington. Step into the shoes of Colonel Travis. Step into the shoes of John Paul Jones. Step into the shoes of those that brought the king to heel with the Magna Carta. Step into the shoes and the flow and the stream of history. Join us in the InfoWar. Never surrender. Never back off. Never give up. Never give in. Just move forward against the target. Move forward against the New World Order. By force of weight, we will destroy them. By force of will, we will vanquish them. By force of our souls, we will defeat them with God's help, energizing each and every one of us. Ask God to lead, guide, and direct you in the war.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping, or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Does this sound bring on a sudden onset of fear? A fear of not knowing who's on the other end? Do you avoid picking up the phone, knowing it's just going to be another harassing phone call from a debt collector? Do you resent your daily trips to the mailbox, knowing it will be flooded with notices from creditors? Over 1 million credit card holders will declare bankruptcy this year. Learn how to legally eliminate your credit card debt. Want to know more? Call 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
I said I could hear calls and I started yelling and screaming, but I just get so mad when I think about all the things these people are doing. Let's go to Lil in East Texas, then we'll go to Walter, Paul, Steve, Andrew, and others. Go ahead, Lil, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted you to know that we're all behind you. I'm going to quote a little tiny thing from your booklet about Citizens Rule Book.
That's not my booklet, but sure.
Where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. And you were right on, Alex, and there are tons and tons of people right behind you supporting you in every single thing you do. Just don't blow your stack because we need you.
Oh, I was just joking when I said I have a heart attack. I literally was getting pumped up, though. I mean, I'd literally get mad. It's just like a fight response when you're sitting here in the chair on the radio. You just get mad and literally started pumping up. Just because, you know, you've at a primitive level, you want to physically fight these people, and then your brain gets confused about what you're really doing. Of course, this is my Aunt Lil out in East Texas who calls in about once a year. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing great, but we need to see you. Everything's so pretty out here. The dogwoods are blooming, and it's peaceful. People who live out here know what real peace is like until they start listening to you and find out what the real truth is.
Yeah, well, I need to come out and see you guys. I only got to come out and see you once during deer season, and I just never had time. I got to bring the kids, though. They really love it out there.
Well, come on out. We love you, and we just wanted you to know we're totally behind you and praying for you every minute.
Okay, well, call my wife and lobby her to go out there with me because she just never has any time, and then I always drag her off somewhere, but I know she wants to come out. So we'll come out there and see you soon.
Okay, we love you, Alex, and keep your head on, okay, honey?
Okay, how's the big vegetable garden? I know you guys just put that in. How big is it?
One of them is about 100 by 75, and the other one is about 300 by 150.
Wow, so a lot of goody goods there.
Yeah, we need some fencing and some tubes for water pipes and stuff like that, but we're going to have plenty of food for everybody who needs it.
That's good. Well, I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, love you.
Bye. Okay, I did skip ahead to her. Let's go to Walter in Connecticut. Walter, thanks for holding.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I would have liked to have said hi to Luke, a friend of mine. Involved with him in 9/11 truth down there. But what I'm calling about is I think we have a very narrow window of opportunity to save this country. And
it's down to the wire. It's down to...
I think Dr. Edwin Vieira touches on that key to it. And that I believe that their Achilles heel, these global elitists' Achilles heel, is really in reviving the constitutional state militias. And he lays it out, a blueprint, with real clarity in his new book. It's called Constitutional Homeland Security.
Yeah, I've heard of that, Dr. Edward Vieira.
D.B. Kidd mentioned it just at the very end.
Yeah, I'll get him on. I've already told my producer to get him on.
Oh, great, great. I just brought him up to New Hampshire. We went up to New Hampshire this past weekend.
What'd you think of what the police were doing there with Luke and the guys?
It's unbelievable. Luke and I and Tom were working together down there on the steering committee, but that's a whole other thing, which I think has been subverted, our group down there, but I don't want to get into that right now.
Oh, there's no doubt of it, yeah.
Yeah. that's a whole other thing there.
All those troublemaking jumping jacks everywhere, yeah.
The thing that we had back during the Revolutionary War was we had, for 150 years prior to the American Revolution, a constitutional militia. And the way of life of the people at that time, it was a part of their way of life. We haven't had that.
We had the most powerful gun culture ever. When we went to war, the world shook. The marksmanship was incredible. That's all dying. We've got to get our young people involved in guns.
We haven't had a state militia in over 100 years.
And the problem is anytime you try to set one up, the feds run in and start provocateuring.
Well, that's private militia. They'll categorize it as private. I'm talking about...
I understand having the governor constituted and then saying that every able-bodied man is a part of it. You're talking about the Swiss model.
Yes, but it'll be more along the Swiss model. And it's for natural disasters and everything else.
We'll get the master of militias on in the next few weeks, Mark Kornke, who can really break down the entire history of it to do 2 hours.
He went into the colonial state militia.
Do you know Mark Kornke?
Yes, I knew Mark.
Yeah.
I know about him.
I mean, Mark knows the history of it. But I just said I'll get Vieira on. I just said I'll get Vieira on, too.
Anyway.
Listen, I got to go. I appreciate your call, okay? Thanks a lot. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, and we will continue with your phone calls for everybody that is patiently holding. Paula, Andrew, and Steve, many others, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get into all the news, and we'll continue with your calls. We'll talk about American Blackout, too, in the third hour. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
All right, Paula, Steve, Andrew, Bob, many others that are patiently holding. We're going to get to your calls. I've got some clips concerning Bush telling the Senate that he'll only let his people testify in secret. This is the executive claiming dictatorial powers. We also have clips of O'Reilly trying to cover up torture of children by the military-industrial complex. For about 30 minutes of the next hour, we're going to have the folks on from American Blackout, an award-winning film on election fraud. But I always love talking to him, but what I like even more is his product. It feels so good to get on air and promote a family-owned, American-made, three-generation company founded in 1947. This is their 60th anniversary. His father started it, Marty Schachter. His son helps him run it. 5starsoap.com is the website. It's Calbin Pure Soap. And I tell the story every time he comes on, but just in a nutshell, they had never advertised, and they only sold the wholesale to nicer hotels and hospitals because they wanted real soap that didn't destroy their linens, that didn't cause people to have allergic responses, that was plant-based. There's no animal, there's no chemical, there's no the bad stuff in it, the petrochemicals that are in the Procter & Gamble Lever stuff. And so back in 47, they created this. It's all organic. With the, the cherry oil, the vegetable compounds, the oil that comes out of the almonds, the bar soap, the hair soap, the face soap, there's really just three big lines of things. And so Genesis contacted him because one of the salespeople liked the product he'd run into. He was into organic stuff and got him a sponsor, and they've had a huge response, and then they sent me a free year supply, and it ran out in like a year and a half. My wife said, I want more of this. Where'd you get this box you brought home from the office? And I said, it's Calbin Pure Soap. So she called to order some, and they said, oh, we're going to send you more. And then that ran out another year later. And so I just said, why don't we just give this guy as a sponsor? We love it. And it's 85% off what the detergent soap is. And then normally organic stuff, which we were using some of before, is double the price of the chemical stuff. This is super organic and 85% the cost of the toxic chemical. And then when regular organic stuff you can buy is on average double what the chemical stuff is, this is organic and it's 85% off the chemical. Am I making that clear? Marty, thanks for coming on with us. I get calls and emails every day saying thank you for putting us onto this soap. It saves you money. It's made in America. It doesn't dry out your skin. Used to, if I use chemical stuff, I've told the story, leave some under my arm. 3 hours later, I'd be at work. It would start burning because I'd be in a hurry in the shower. You know, I got a radio interview in 5 minutes. I got to shower, brush my teeth, get dressed. I'd forgotten about the interview. This happens all the time. I rush down, water dripping, no shoes on, blue jeans and T-shirt towards the telephone. And then 3 hours later at work, my arm starts burning, or sometimes between my legs, wherever you put soap, and you got to go into the laboratory, pull your shirt off, splash water under your arm, or rush home and take a shower. I can leave soap under my arms now. It doesn't do that. Marty, why is your soap so good?
Well, because we only use two basic ingredients, Alex. We use coconut oils, and we use vegetable oils. These oils are called USP, which means United States Pure, the highest grade oils to make the products. And we've been doing it, like you said, for 60 years. And my father and I thank all your listeners. He's not around anymore, but I know he's rolling over in his grave right now, knowing all the consumers and all the listeners that are calling us every day, weekend, night, 24/7, and it's very much appreciated. We're the only company in the country that could save you money, save your skin, save the environment, save your equipment, save your clothing, save your hair, save shopping time, all this together. No one can even say anything like that. We do. Pure soaps. Nothing like it in the country.
It's absolutely amazing. Fivestarsoap.com, fivestarsoap.com, or calbenpuresoap.com. We have a big fat banner on the left-hand side of prisonplanet.com. We have text links up on prisonplanet.com. We have a banner on Infowars.com. If you forget that, fivestarsoap.com or calbenpuresoap.com. Give them the number, Marty.
800-340-7091. If you call at night or call in the weekends, we'll get the message and call you back. That's 800-340-7091.
Now, you've got a sampler pack. Tell folks about the sampler pack for people just to get an idea of what you carry.
Well, people are so reluctant. They've been burned before. They've been ripped off. They've been lied to. And we feel we've got to get some products in their home. We put together what we call a one-month tote bag. It weighs out about 6 pounds. It's good for a family of four, anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. It's got 4 bars of our wonderful pure soap, 18 ounces in a jar of our beautiful laundry soap with a little tiny scoop, 16 ounces of our triple concentrated cocoa butter shampoo, 16 ounces of our liquid cream dish soap for pots, pans, utensils, floors, windows, everything. It's got a large nylon scouring pad to replace Ajax and Comet and steel wool and SOS pads. It's got a book of instructions all put together in a box. It's $16 plus United parcel to your home, no sales tax. If you're in California, we've got to charge you a little tax. But all around the country, it's tax-free.
Marty, they don't care. They don't care about the sales tax issue. Give them the number again. It's 800-340-7091. They can also call and get a free catalog, can't they?
Absolutely. All the information that you see on the website is in our printed catalog with pictures, prices. And the thing is that we price everything out. Go to your supermarket and see if there's prices on anything right now. They got barcodes. No prices on anything. You don't know what you're buying. You're getting ripped off.
Absolutely. 800-340-7091. Call and get a free catalog. 1-800-340-7091 or fivestarsoap.com. Marty, give me a limerick in closing.
This is 100 years old. It's not bawdy. Most of the limericks are bawdy, but we feel that the clean ones are better. This goes like this. It says, There was an old man of Nantucket who kept all his cash in a bucket. But his daughter, named Nan, ran away with her man. And as for the bucket, Nantucket.
A body. Body. Most people don't even know what body means. You're funny. All right. Well, good talking to you. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Yes, I got some more questions for you. Please call me when you can.
Oh, fantastic. God bless you. Good to talk to you, Marty. Marty gave me a call, was asking me about somebody that gave him a call, some network or something, some other. Interesting. Let's go ahead now and go back to your calls. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I heard you a while ago, and I tell you, hon, you're awesome. But anyway, I want to know if it's okay with you. I need to tell some stuff that everybody needs to know, so that it'll help them to understand things a little
better. Well,
you
can say whatever you want. I mean, we don't screen your calls. What's on your mind?
Okay. The thing about the Democrats not doing anything about GW, there's something I need to explain about this because they're scared to death, and it's something that I told them about that has stopped them. But in the book of the House of David, it tells about that if you take one of David's sons off his throne, there is a payment from God. And this is what happened in Germany. This is what happened in the Holocaust. Because the Jews took Frederick off the throne, or taught the people into doing it, and this was judgment from God. And GW is from the House of David, and this is why they're afraid to do anything.
Okay, Paula, thank you.
Well, I've got other stuff I need to tell you, too.
Paula, listen, I appreciate your call. We got to move quick so we can get to everybody. I really appreciate it. Let's go ahead now and talk to Steve in North Carolina. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Calling in.
Give me a huge favor. Turn your radio off. Because I want to be able to focus on you and listen to you and not have the delayed radio in the background.
Hey, Tiberio, can you turn that down?
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Hey, I sent you guys a manual from the Marine Corps on our terrorism awareness, and it had a bunch of...
Yes, you sent me that. It was in the pile. Aaron was going to write an article about it. He's got it somewhere, and we never got around to scanning it or doing it, and I apologize.
Oh, that's great. And after I saw that, I did some more looking, and I found a lot of different manuals with depleted uranium training in it that Marines and people in the military just don't receive. That should be on the agenda.
Well, we interviewed Doug Rocky, the head of the DU program, who wrote the manuals off previous federal documents saying it's deadly, but you're right. Now they don't issue it. They tell you it's good for you, doesn't hurt you. Fortifies the bones, I'm being sarcastic, but they do say it doesn't hurt you, you know, don't worry about it, and feel free to send those to us, but you know what, I'm glad you called, because it reminded me, Aaron's got that, or it's somewhere here in a stack, he was writing an article about it, and he never got around to it because we have limited staff here, but you just reminded me, tell folks what was in that Marine Corps manual. It mirrored what was in other, what was an Army manual you got in the Marine Corps, it mirrored the other training manuals by the FBI and others telling local police that constitutionalists, land rights activists, gun owners are terrorists. Tell folks about it.
Exactly. It basically outlined what to do if you encounter terrorists and how to prevent yourself from being harmed by them as either a civilian or someone in the military. There was absurd things about what to do if you think you're being followed, to go through traffic lights and not obey traffic laws to keep you safe. It outlined animal rights groups, privacy advocates, any constitutionalists as terrorists, included them in, like, vegans, vegetarians, in the terrorist groups. And it also plainly said women and children could easily be terrorists and they should not be trusted.
I've got to find that. I mean, literally, that kind of stuff comes in all the time. We post a lot of it. We write about a lot of it. But it's like I'm trying to eat an elephant here, and I don't have enough pygmies to do it. But keep sending the stuff. God bless you. Good job. Anything else?
I'm still handing out the America Freedom to Fascism DVDs and Terrorstorm DVDs, and I'm getting mixed responses. Honestly, I almost sense like fear. Like it's like almost overwhelming to some people.
Are you talking about you're giving it to people in the Marine Corps or outside the Corps?
Both, but in the Marine Corps, it's almost overwhelming for a lot of Marines. Like, it's almost like a betrayal, you know?
Well, they need to know how they've been betrayed, because the very people betraying our troops in Iraq are the ones dissolving the borders, signing us on to the North American Union, imploding this nation. Well, they've got us busy looking over there. The destruction is happening. The death of the country is happening right now. I appreciate your call. Anything else? Did he drop already? He's gone. Keep calling in with those reports. I appreciate that. Keep it up. And remember, most people you reach out to aren't going to respond positively at first, but you planted the seed, and it's going to lay there in the ground, in their soul, in their mind, until the tyranny comes to them, and that's the water, that's the sunlight, or until something good happens in their life, something bad happens. You never know what's going to activate them. Plant the seeds. Just keep planting seeds, ladies and gentlemen. It's working. Let's go ahead and talk to Andrew. Andrew, where are you calling us from?
Missouri.
Welcome.
Yeah, I just called Alex Bennett. He's a talk show host on Sirius LI Radio. I don't know if you heard of him.
No, I haven't.
Well, I tried talking about Ron Paul, but as soon as I mentioned his name, he twisted it around, said I have an agenda, which is a political show, so people call in, talk about Giuliani and Clinton and everything. So he says I have an agenda. He called me a fringe nut and all that stuff.
Yeah, Ron Paul, Vietnam veteran, doctor,
yeah.
Most conservative voting record. And let me guess, this is a so-called conservative show?
No, he's supposed to be bipartisan.
Oh, they're even worse, the ones that act like Glenn Beck. Oh, I'm nonpartisan, and then they're for torture and everything else. I mean, give me an example. You called in and said, hey, I like Ron Paul, he's really great, and he said that was an agenda, or what happened?
Well, I called in, I wanted to hear what he thought about him, and I guess he looked him up. He pretended not to know anything about him. He looked him up and insulted the way he looked and told me a fringe nut, basically. I mentioned freedom to fascism and said I was a fringe group.
Well, I mean, who could deny that we're losing our freedom? Who could deny our police wear black masks and black helmets and there's cameras everywhere? Who could deny the country's in crisis? Who could deny that things aren't in trouble? And, I mean, but listen, you got to love these talk show hosts. He laughed at how Ron Paul looks. See, he's talking to a fifth grade level.
Yeah.
And it's just unbelievable. Sir, let me tell you a secret about Sirius and XM who've now merged.
Okay.
Together, they only have about 7 million subscribers.
Uh-huh.
7 million. Most yuppies that buy it don't even end up using it that much. I've looked at the numbers. The numbers are available. They've got big think tanks and consumer groups that track this. Howard Stern is the biggest thing on Sirius and XM right now. And maximum of the 7 million subscribers, there might be only 500,000 to a million tuning into his whole show now. But each one of those several million listeners that tune in at different times, you know, are paying $30, $40, $50 bucks a month. That's how Stern can be paid hundreds of millions of dollars. But it's all in my opinion, it's a Ponzi deal. And then you've got 500 and something channels, hundreds of channels of music, hundreds of channels of talk. You could even go pay now to get on those channels and have maybe 10,000 people listen to you. I mean, it's a joke. These people, I mean, it's fine if you're already syndicated and on AM and FM and internet to then be picked up by Sirius or XM, but everybody's falling over themselves to get it. I mean, it's they haven't done the analysis. I mean, one good AM or FM talk station that has, you know, 200,000 listeners an hour, something like, say, KLBJ here in Austin, goes from Dallas to San Antonio and up into Oklahoma, that thing's got a couple hundred thousand listeners an hour. And that's just, it's a marquee station, but it's not in the top 50 in the country. I mean, you get a WABC, that sucker's got a million plus listening an hour conservatively. It's just unbelievable. So who cares about some talk show host? Believe me, he's not going to get listeners up there making fun of Ron Paul. Okay? I mean, anybody who doesn't know who Ron Paul is, literally has no, I mean, has a political show and doesn't know who Ron Paul is. Give me a break. He's been endorsed by Lou Dobbs in the Wall Street Journal. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end, and you could have it all.
Welcome back. You're not going to live forever. You can't take all your toys and junk with you. It's all about loving your family. It's about having children and raising them right. It's about building things that help society. It's about doing the right thing. It's about trials and tribulations, because anything worth anything, you're going to have to fight for. And if you don't go through tribulations, you're not living the right life, folks. I mean, if you don't have some tests in your life, and I'm telling you, after you go through those tests, it only gets better. God only rewards you. And that's not why you do it. You do it because you're compelled. It's in your soul. But you just get rewarded after you go through each tribulation. And then the next tribulation comes, and it's even greater. And God doesn't even expect us to make it through these tribulations. It's just the fact that we try. It's like Jimmy Vaughn said a few weeks ago on the show, we don't have to move the rock, we've just got to push it. That's all God asks. That's all the laws of the universe ask, God's universe, is that you put yourself in the way of the evil, that you stand up against it, no matter how big and bad it is, that you resist it, that you dig your heels in, and you let it run you over if need be. Because you're not going to escape it running. You're only going to ensure it wins. Let's continue with your calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Bobby in California. Bobby, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for walking point, man. Got to congratulate you for that. I'm down here in the center of Nouveau Riche, yuppiness, Orange County, and it's just like you said, when I walk through these Madison Avenue malls and see these women with their $2,300 handbags, you can look in their eyes and see how soulless and unhappy they are.
Yeah, they're not going to be happy. They're not going to be happy living like that. They'd be happy, you know, living in some little house with a bunch of kids running around them with a happy life, going to the park and eating dinner at a, on a bench.
Exactly. I was wondering if I could read you a quick quote from Alexander Schultz Meeting. You inspired me to read this book, The Gulag Archipelago.
Yes.
Own nothing, possess nothing. Buddha and Christ taught us this, and the Stoics and the Cynics. Greedy though we are, we can't seem to grasp that simple teaching. Can't we understand that with property we destroy our soul? Own only what you can always carry with you. No languages, no countries, no people. Let your memory be your travel bag. Use your memory. Use your memory. It is those bitter seeds alone which might sprout and grow someday. God bless you, Alex. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. And then there's the quote about what would have happened, oh, though we burned in the camps. In fact, Kevin, will you get me the Solzhenitsyn quote? Oh, how we burned in the camps, wishing that, we would have taken on the secret police. Just type in Alexander Solzhenitsyn, how we burned, into Google. It'll come up. See, I should have a computer in studio. See, I'd be typing that right now and not thinking. So I've got to have it printed. It's the only way I can do it, because the surfing on the computer, I've tried it many times. It doesn't work. We'll be right back. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.